This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If you pay cash for something, do you consider it to be free? If something costs less than $5, do you round it down to zero and just call it a day? Some people do. And on social media, it's known as girl math.
They're trying to think about what is worth the investment or how can they stomach the amount of money that they're about to spend in a less painful way. For some people, it is a joke. And then for other people, it is really just justifying using money that they may or may not have.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Javi Lieber after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years. A lot has changed, but one thing that remains constant, including the different types of durable income and portfolios, can help investors meet their goals. With expertise across income and alternatives, Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's a list of things that I firmly believe because of girl math. Anything under $5 is free. Anything I buy with a gift card is free. If I buy something but then I return it, I've made money. Going to an event or a concert is free because I purchased the tickets so long ago, it like doesn't even count. I load my Starbucks.
That's a clip from a TikTok creator summing up some examples of what can be considered girl math. It may sound like some fuzzy math, but it's actually a social media trend. Wall Street Journal reporter Javi Lieber joins me. So Javi, how does girl math work?
So girl math is basically a slightly twisted logic where you sort of justify your spending habits. So you can call it a cheeky way to consider a purchase. For example, if you see a sweater, it was originally $100 and then you bought it on sale, the money that you saved from the sale difference you get to spend, or you actually maybe even earned money, and now you are therefore richer. I spoke to another source who said that anytime she goes into a store and she doesn't buy something, she walks out richer because she didn't spend the money, and then she has that money to spend the next day.
So money didn't actually grow in her pocket. It just didn't leave her pocket.
Correct. And the money is actually growing in her mind, which I guess is comforting to her.
So who's doing this kind of math?
I'll say that the girl math hashtag started out on TikTok. The name was coined by a radio show in New Zealand. They called it girl math, just in response to all of the trends that are happening on TikTok right now, like girl dinner and girl walks and so on. And they created this playful segment where they would allow callers to phone in and talk about their purchases, and then they would do math and back solve how they could either justify their purchases or maybe even how they're making money. And this has snowballed into this viral moment where people are talking about their discretionary spending. And it's worth noting that even though it's called girl math, this goes across all genders. I spoke to a source, Josh, out in Alaska, and he was telling me about how he bought a exercise bike because he had torn his ACL, and the bike was $400 and he wasn't sure about the price tag, but then he did girl math and he said, if I ride the bike 400 times, it actually cost me $1 to ride the bike. And now that he's ridden the bike 4,000 times, he's riding it for a dime. So really everyone of all genders, ages, and so on, everyone plays these little shopping riddles in their heads.
This isn't just a couple of people we're talking about. The hashtag girl math that you mentioned on TikTok has more than 844 million views. Is this line of thinking serious, or is there sort of a wink, wink, tongue-in-cheek feeling here?
Anyone participating in the girl math trend is self-aware. They know that a lot of this is used in a joking manner. Obviously, anything $5 and under is not free. But that is to say that some of it actually does have important logic, at least when it comes to their spending. They're trying to think about what is worth the investment, or how can they stomach the amount of money that they're about to spend in a less painful way. For some people, it is a joke. And then for other people, it is really just justifying using money that they may or may not have.
And girl math can be applied to online purchases, too. Here's another TikTok creator explaining her logic behind paying for shipping costs.
Girl math things that makes total sense to me. If I'm ordering clothes and the clothes come up to $100, but the shipping is $50, that's too much money. If I'm ordering clothes and the clothes come up to $150 and the shipping is $0, I could deal with that.
Javi, it's the same amount of money, whether there's a shipping charge or not.
Sure, but if you want to use the classic free shipping example, somebody is going to have to spend $10 on shipping on their $100 purchase. That doesn't really feel good. But if they spend $120 and the shipping is free, that feels better to them. It's all about the mental gymnastics that you play in your head and whether or not you feel good about that purchase.
So I'm thinking that when I go shopping for, let's say, cufflinks, and they cost a certain amount of money, if there's a discount, I might be more encouraged to do it because of the fact that there's a score there. It sounds like this is a lot about the hunt and the chase.
This definitely feeds into our shopping habits and perhaps even some of the neuroses, at least in the American consumer psyche, which is, you know, how are you going to get a deal? It's worth noting that businesses have long tapped into a lot of this consumer behavior, which is why you'll see a television priced at $2.99 or a household consumer product that is $9.99. You know, they sort of are baking in these numbers where they think that consumers will think about it differently or that they're getting a deal. Or the classic buy one, get one scheme where you might feel like you're getting something for free, but you probably are not.
Yeah, and sometimes when I get drawn into a sale price, I have to stop and say to myself, but wait, I'm still going to be spending that money. Do I have that money to spend, even though there's a little cherry on top, which is a discount?
Absolutely. The discount or the deciding whether or not you're actually saving money right now, it's pretty timely because if we're looking at consumer prices at the grocery store, at the gas station, your car, all the prices are going up and people are spending, but it doesn't really feel good. Forget about rent, utilities, bills, so on. Now that when you're shopping, you're buying a nice coffee or you want to buy mom jeans. Like these are all spending purchases that people may or may not want to do or feel like they have to do, but they are spending. And so when you're playing these riddles in your head, it maybe makes the medicine go down a little better.
By the way, Javi, how does this differ from boy math, which we also see people discussing on social media?
Boy math is a response to some of the more hostile comments that women were getting online. And the idea is to sort of make fun of the stereotypical male frugality. So if you see some of this stuff online, it's like boy math would be if a man spends a lot of money on a television, but then doesn't want to buy a television stand. So the TV sits on the floor. So the equations are quite different, but they also are poking fun at these gender stereotypes within spending.
So what's the takeaway here about girl math or boy math? What should people keep in mind when they're doing these sorts of calculations and making these decisions?
These type of brain riddles are very old. Maybe it has a new name right now on TikTok, but people have been doing this for a long time to justify discretionary spending. It is fun to have riddles when you're going shopping, but you also want to be responsible. And if you are toying and playing and gaming the $100 that you're spending, just make sure that the $100 is actually there.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Javi Lieber. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.